All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Welcome, HoopBallers! Alongside David Bracey, this is Hank Aaron. David, how you doing?
I am good. HoopBall in the house. What's going on, Hank?
Not too much. Just getting ready, winding down the bubble and getting ready for the playoffs soon. How's everything going with you?
Oh, man, same over here. You know, it's all popcorn and candy, lights, camera, action with Damian Lillard lately. So I've just been kicking back and enjoying the show.
Dame show looks like it might be, I'm not going to say headed to LA because it's going to be in Orlando, but we may be getting the Blazers-Lakers first round, which would be a pretty interesting matchup.
Yeah, you know, personally, I would love that myself, but I don't think anybody should be too excited about matching up with Damian Lillard in the first round. I mean, good guy, 61 points last night.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's on fire right now. It would be an interesting series and be a good matchup for the Lakers, too. Get themselves into shape and make sure they're ready to go. All right, let's take a quick look at the box scores and we'll look around the bubble after. Starting with the Pacers and the Rockets, big news today was that Westbrook is out. He's going to be out for the remainder of the seeding games, and they're unclear about his status on the playoffs. So we'll see what happens with Russ. Over on the Pacer side, T.J. Warren had a nice, well-earned night off. Playing tonight, Holiday had 18 points. Miles Turner had 18 points and 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Then Oladipo having 37 minutes, 7 of 26 from the field. Not very efficient. 16 points for him, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. But I think if you are looking at Oladipo, you like the minutes, you like the activity, and you're expecting that the numbers will improve soon. Anything else going on with the Pacers you think is interesting?
No, I mean, to your point, TJ Warren's definitely been serving out there, so he deserved a nice night off, and the Pacers definitely could have used him, but clearly they got the job done, so you like what you've seen from Miles Turner with Sabonis out, and we hope Oladipo's able to keep that momentum going, because the Pacers are definitely going to need him down the stretch of the playoffs here.
Yep. And how about the Rockets?
All right, on the Houston side, I mean, of course, they were without old Westy there. So Eric Gordon was back in action, 20 minutes tonight, 13 points, also contributed 4 rebounds, hit a couple threes. So you like to see that. P.J. Tucker got some run, not a lot of scoring, but did contribute across the board, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, block. So he's getting involved. Covington, 35 minutes, 11 points, hit 3 threes, also contributed 7 rebounds and 2 assists, 2 blocks. So look for him to be involved. Really all over the block score. And then, of course, James Harden went absolutely bonkers with Westbrook out, and look for that to continue. 35 minutes, 45 points on 13-21 shooting, hit 7 threes, had 17 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, and 6 turnovers, which is to be expected with him dominating the ball like that. So I think definitely keep an eye on the status of Westbrook as we come into the playoffs here. I don't think Houston's necessarily going to be challenged too severely in the first round draw, depending on who they have. I have confidence in James Harden over whoever he may be looking at across the aisle there. But definitely a situation to monitor because the Rockets have really emphasized a small ball lineup, and without Westbrook in it, it's definitely a detriment to him. So what are you thinking about the Rockets, Hank?
Yeah, obviously if Westbrook is out, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. They're built around those two guys. A Oklahoma City-Houston first-round matchup with Westbrook out would be really a really interesting matchup. And I think that's a great one as far as narratives and stories would go between Harden and CP3.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can go a layer even deeper and say between Harden and OKC. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Yeah, there's
a lot of things going on in that matchup.
A lot of layers. Yeah.
So that would be a good one. Let's hope we get it. If Westbrook is back, I think Houston will probably win. But if he's out, it's an interesting series. Before we go to the next game. Before we go to the next game, we want to remind you that HoopBall is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best available groomer for men, for shaving any part of your body. Manscaped does the best job. They obsess over their technology and their safety so that when you are grooming yourself, you don't have to be concerned about that. We all know that in the past we've used blades and razors to try to groom ourselves and groom our bodies, but it's very dangerous, especially if you're grooming in more sensitive types of areas. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. This is the newest, the latest and greatest in manscaping technology. It will keep you safe. It'll allow you to do your job quick and easy. And, it's something you can use in the shower. It's water resistant. So it's a great product. It's highly recommended. It's the best way to keep yourself groomed as a man. And, if you use the promo code HOOPBALL20, you're going to get 20% off plus free shipping. So use the promo code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Again, it's HOOPBALL20. You get 20% off plus free shipping. Try the Lawnmower 3.0. It's just, again, it's the best thing you can get to groom yourself. You will definitely be satisfied. We cannot recommend it. I cannot recommend it any higher. So get the Lawnmower 3.0. HoopBall20 is the promo code for 20% off. You put that in at manscaped.com, manscaped.com, manscaped.com. With that being said, let's get over to the next game here. We had the Toronto Raptors winning a close one at Philadelphia. We know that Simmons is out for the rest of the season. Embiid was playing tonight but didn't play that many minutes. Over on the Raptors side, Siakam had 29 minutes, 15 points. Gasol had 19 minutes with 11 points. Lowry, 25 minutes, 19 points. Norman Powell getting in 17 points. And Fred VanVleet, 10 points in 26 minutes. The Raptors did play basically all their players. So everyone got some time. Nick Nurse obviously not running a tight rotation right now. He'll probably tighten it up later. It is interesting to see what happened with the Raptors this year from a fantasy perspective. A lot of players, Van Vliet, Norman Powell, these guys really blew out the expectations. Even guys like Siakam and Kyle Lowry, they even probably exceeded expectations for them, and they were fairly highly ranked. So the Raptors were an interesting fantasy, had an interesting team for fantasy purposes this year. And we know Nick Nurse will run a tight rotation next year in a regular season. So they are a team to keep your eye on if one or two more players get into the mix, like Terrence Davis, could be a nice sleeper for next year. You seeing anything else with the Raptors?
No, I think you covered it, honestly. But to your point, the Raptors are underratedly deep, and they have a lot of guys that they can kind of throw out there to really muck up different offensive schemes and things other teams are trying to accomplish. So I really like the Raptors, underrated title favorites, underrated out of the East, and I'm excited to see what they do in the playoffs.
Yep. They're just missing the star power.
And yeah.
It allows them to just kind of float under the radar despite being the defending champs.
Yeah, I can't explain it.
All right, what about the Sixers?
All right, on the Sixers side, well, as you mentioned, Joel Embiid suffered a wrist injury tonight. His x-rays were negative, and I guess he was slated to play limited minutes. But as I've said before, you know, the loss of Ben Simmons is pretty devastating to the Sixers, and having your big guy who is consistently injury-prone this banged up going into the playoffs definitely does not bode well, especially against the Boston Celtics potentially. Well, I guess definitively in the first round now. That's definitely going to be a real test for them, so they're going to need Embiid at full strength. But like I said, 13 minutes tonight, so not a whole lot to talk about there. Tobias Harris had 22 points in 24 minutes. He only hit 1-3 tonight, but he did contribute 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 blocks, surprisingly. Horford in 18 minutes had 9 points, 5 rebounds. I'm sorry, 4 rebounds and 5 assists, with a block as well. Josh Richardson got a little bit more extended run, 24 minutes, 10 points, 3 of 8 shooting, only hit 1-3, 5 rebounds. Korkmaz off of the bench got 21 minutes, I'm sorry, 21 points in 29 minutes, hitting 5 threes, going 6-6 from the free throw line. Their rotations are pretty unpredictable, especially when you have a guy like Embiid out of the lineup. And I think, like I said, with Ben Simmons being gone now, they're really trying to just cobble whatever kind of offensive rhythm they can get on a night-in, night-out basis, because I don't think that they really have a whole lot of offensive consistency, in my opinion, as a team. So a pretty volatile roster here, especially when your two superstars are pretty banged up right now. What do you think, Hank?
Yep, it seems like it may be the end of this, possibly the end of the run. You know, maybe get a new coach next year.
Oh, blow it up. I agree. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they may just replace the coach.
Yeah,
and tinker. But it seems like it's going to be the end. I don't think they're getting past Boston.
Yeah, I don't see it.
And that just shows it's just a major step back for the franchise, where they were on the cusp of a championship last year, or at least, you know, almost a title team, to go to a first round exit and really kind of a whimper out. We'll see what happens with them, but they're, you know, they're gonna keep having problems with Embiid and Simmons and their health. So I think Brett Brown is probably gone, and we'll see what they do.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, next game here we have Miami losing a thriller against OKC, 116-115. The main players are not playing big minutes. Bam, 16 minutes. Jimmy Butler, 16 minutes. You're not seeing much as far as the team goes. Same situation over with the Thunder. Gallinari, 21 minutes. Steven Adams, 20. Chris Paul, 24. Any thoughts with these team going to the playoffs? Do you think OKC can beat the Rockets if Westbrook is out?
Yeah, I definitely think if Westbrook is going to be out for that series, it's going to be a real test for Houston, just because of the strong guard play that OKC does have, as well as a pretty solid center in Steven Adams to kind of anchor that defense. So I wonder what that will look like going up against the Rockets. You know, I'm not necessarily sold on OKC over the Rockets for a number of reasons, really because the majority of those players on that team have not had a whole lot of success in the playoffs. And the ones who have not had any success at all are relatively unproven. It's because they haven't been there, like SGA. So I don't know. I'd love to see Chris Paul kind of make some noise. I wonder what, you know, kind of attitude he's going to bring to the court going up against Houston and James Harden specifically. I wonder if he's going to relish that matchup. So we'll see. He's been playing really, really well all season. He's got OKC in prime position right here to make some noise. So I don't know. What do you think? Who would you take in that series?
You know, I'm with you. I think I would have to take Houston. But but I think it's a very close series. And I wouldn't be surprised if OKC won. I still think Houston wins. Like you said, there's just the experience is there with Harden. The success is there. You know, obviously they didn't get past the Warriors, but that's a really good team. So, you know, they were able to knock off most other teams. I think they may be able to take out OKC. But I think Chris Paul is going to be amped, and I think OKC will be ready to play. So it'll be a tight series.
Oh, they're definitely going to bring it.
Yeah. All right, before we get to the last game of the evening, I would like to discuss the other sponsor we've got here, MyBookie. When you go to MyBookie, you put in the promo code HOOPBALL. This is going to get you a 50% bonus. And you go to MyBookie.ag. Again, it's MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag. And you can bet on anything and everything. So, of course, they've got basketball. You can bet on games. You can bet on who's going to win the title. You can bet on all that. Then you can also bet on any other sport. You can bet on baseball. You can bet on football if that starts. You can bet on the UFC coming up this weekend. You can bet on soccer, NASCAR. It's all available. They've got a casino. They've got horse racing. It's mybookie.ag. You put in the promo code HOOPBALL. You get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. More money for you to play. More money for you to win. Again, it's mybookie.ag. 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 And the promo code is HOOPBALL. You put that in there, you get a 50% bonus on your first deposit, and you get to betting. And we've got great betting podcasts on this website on HOOPBALL. Check it out. It's a daily podcast. They give you great betting advice. You can take that advice. You go to mybookie.ag. You can bet, and you can win. So check it out. Mybookie.ag. Promo code is HOOPBALL. Get up to 50%. Deposit bonus with your first deposit on mybookie.ag. Now, the last game of the night, we had the Clippers going to Denver, picking up the victory. The Clippers did play some of their studs a little bit more. So Kawhi got 33 minutes, Paul George got 36. Presumably, this is because these two players haven't had the experience with each other that some of these other teams have had. So they're really only playing together. They didn't have that many games together, even this season together, before the bubble started. So it's nice for them to get a chance to play together. But the rest of the team kind of getting stretched out. Morris had 30 minutes. Ivica Zubac, 21. Reggie Jackson, 29. So Lou Williams, 25 off the bench. Trez Harrell, still not in the mix yet. So he'll get back and he'll get in there. But I think you see anything going on with the Nuggets you want to discuss before I carry on about the Clippers.
As far as the Nuggets go, I kind of mentioned it on the last podcast. I'm really not too high on the Nuggets. I like what Michael Porter Jr. has been doing in the bubble. I think Jokic, you know, is an MVP candidate and is an incredible player. But I just don't see the wow factor on their team, and I think that you need that in a playoff series, especially in the West, where it's really, really tough to get wins, especially really, really tough to get four wins in a row, let alone four out of seven. So I'm just not sold on them, especially also given the fact that defensively they are just, it's horrible. Defensively, they have absolutely really no presence out there. Jeremy Grant is by far their most superior defender, and he is not a very accomplished offensive player. So there's a lot of give and take on their offense, and I just wonder. I think that they have a harder ceiling than most teams we would consider, quote-unquote, title contenders in the West.
You know, Michael Porter Jr., getting back to a little bit of fantasy here, in the HoopBALL Dynasty League number 2, 24-team Dynasty League, There was I remember the trade. Somebody made a trade that involved Michael Porter Jr. And the league was like up in arms about it. Like they thought this was just such a horrible trade. I forgot what he gave up. But now Porter Jr. has been balling. And you see how in these dynasty leagues, these trades that maybe seem horrible end up being fantastic the other way. So Porter looks like a great dynasty league asset. As far as their playoff chances, I'm with you. I think I'm a little bit higher on the Nuggets than you are in general, but at the same time, I don't see them beating the Lakers. I don't see them beating the Clippers. So I don't see them as a true title contender anyway. So they probably need one more piece or maybe just another year to gel in for their players to mature a little bit, but I don't see them getting past the Clippers or Lakers this year. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, and right now it's looking like their potential draw could be, you know, the Jazz. And even the Jazz, those are just, if I had to pick two teams out of the West in the playoffs that I had the least amount of confidence in, it would be those two teams, which is ironic given the fact neither one of them are the bottom seeds. But I have far more confidence in the Portland Trail Blazers or the Dallas Mavericks to advance in what is a much harder first round matchup than I have in either one of the Denver Nuggets or the Utah Jazz to go anywhere beyond that first round matchup. It's just, I think it's a skid row out there in the West this postseason, and it's really going to show how much the Utah Jazz are going to miss Bogdanović when they don't have that wing scoring and perimeter defense. And like I said, the Denver Nuggets just don't really have a defensive identity, and you need that in the playoffs, especially in the West.
Yeah, the Jazz also, I mean, they're both good teams. It's just that they're not going to get above those top two teams.
No.
You know, but hey, it's tough. Those two teams at the top are really stacked. And they're both really, really good. You know, I mean, they have stacked some of the best players in the league on those two teams. So,
oh yeah, it's not fair.
You know, exactly, it's not fair. That's what it comes down to. So these other teams, they've done a good job of building them up. Nuggets, Jazz, they're very deep, they're well-rounded, but they just don't have the elite talent that these other guys have. So we'll see what happens with the West. I think we're all, you know, figure we're barreling towards that same conference finals, which should be a great one. And then in the East. So what do you think in the East? Do you think, I mean, you think the Bucks are coming out?
You know, I'm still going to go with the Bucks just because I just do not think there's anybody in the East capable of going toe-to-toe with Giannis. Now, team defense is a completely different thing. Clearly, Nick Nurse has shown his prowess and his consistency as far as proving doubters wrong. So I could be eating these words here, you know, in a couple weeks, but I'm still rolling with Milwaukee. I just think Giannis is just built different, and this is his moment. So hopefully he's ready for it.
Yeah, I would be, but I'll say this. I'd be a lot less surprised if the Raptors or Celtics beat the Bucks than if anyone other than the Lakers or Clippers beat one of those two teams.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think the Bucks are at much bigger. I think the Bucks have three. I mean, Indiana's playing really well right now, too. But I think Toronto, Boston, and even Miami, you know, they may not win, but they could. I wouldn't consider any of those a massive upset. But Milwaukee's got to be the favorite. But I think any one of them could possibly win the series, you know, depending on a couple of things going their way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we've seen how the Bucks just give up an immense amount of threes because that's how, you know, Bud wants to coach. And I don't think that, you know, Bud, I hate to say he doesn't know what he's doing because, I mean, clearly he does. But, good God, I mean, it's been proven time and time again when he just gets absolutely shot off the floor. You're counting on teams to miss wide open threes that you're baiting them into taking. And I mean, this is the age of analytics, the age of points per possession. Teams are going to chuck threes if you give them the opportunity to. And definitely a team like Miami, I mean, they got all the white guys shooting threes in the league. I mean, Duncan Robinson went crazy tonight. Like, I mean, you see what Tyler Hero does. Like, these guys should be, I'm not saying, you know, that they should be feared, but I mean, I would not be giving these guys wide open jumpers, especially not in the playoffs. I mean, the Miami Heat are incredibly coached. They have a winning culture, and you got Jimmy Butler out there. You have the star power. So I think if anybody could really, really surprise people, it would be the Miami Heat, because maybe while people are leaning on the pedigree of the Celtics and the Raptors riding off that title high, I mean, the Miami Heat are really here to muck it up. So we'll see what they do.
Yeah, exactly that. And Miami is a good team. They're a little bit under the radar, but they're good enough to beat. They're good enough to come out of the East, even. Not going to be the favorites, but they're good enough to do it.
Oh yeah, I'll never count out Jimmy Buckets. So yeah. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yep. All right. Any other happenings this week for you on HoopBall?
Yeah, there should be another episode dropping for you guys coming in over the weekend, just kind of wrapping up the end of the bubble, leading into the playoffs as we kind of have everything locked up. We'll see what happens with that 8-9 draw right now. Portland's sitting at the 8, Memphis is at the 9. We got a couple games coming up. The Bucks and the Grizzlies are going head-to-head tomorrow. The Trailblazers and the Nets are going head-to-head. And then we also have the Mavericks and the Suns going head-to-head. So definitely don't think that the Memphis Grizzlies are sitting too pretty right now as far as that spot's looking. We'll see, but we'll be chopping all that up on the next pod for you. What about you, Hank? You got something coming?
I'll just be back on this one next week. And then I'm going to try to be on the message boards a little bit more now too, but obviously not much fantasy-wise going on. I'll be doing some daily. Yeah. I'll be doing some daily soon too, so I'll be more involved in that.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, holler at Hank if you guys are trying to make some money.
Yeah. advice is optional to take on the game. I'm learning that one right now.
The advice is optional, but the money is not. Bring the money.
I'm as we speak on the daily. I'm new to the daily, so we'll see.
There we go.
All right, you could. What's your Twitter handle?
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter, DFB_3. I'll be here.
I'm Hank Aaron 26, HANKAARON 26. Hit me up on Twitter, Hank Aaron 26, baby. All right, David, great show. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We will be with you. I'll be with you next week. Dave will be with you in a few days. Take care, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Take it easy, y'all.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.